Welcome back, cool kids listeners. I know it's been quite a while since our last podcast, but we're back and ready with a new episode. Collins, are you ready for this episode?
Yes.
What's this new episode about?
Nervous Nelly.
Oh, it's about someone who's nervous?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they nervous?
Because it's their first day of school and they just moved into town and they're at a new school and they feel like they're not going to make friends.
This sounds like a great story. Let's go ahead and get started.
Nervous Nelly. After weeks of cannonballs, water balloon fights, beach trips, and late night board games, summer was finally coming to an end. For 9-year-old Nelly, that meant the first day of school was almost here. For Nelly, that was not good news. You see, Nelly and her family have just moved to a new town, and she had yet to meet new friends. When she went to school that first day, she knew she would be the new kid with no friends to sit with at lunch, no one to play with at recess, and no one to pass notes to at school. She tried her best to enjoy the last few days of summer, but she was just so nervous. She just didn't know what she was going to do. That night, before the first day of school, Nellie's mom came into her room. Her mom knew that Nellie was a bit nervous and asked Nellie, "Why are you so nervous? You love school." Nellie said, "Mom, I don't know anybody, not a single person. I am going to be all alone." Her mom tried her best to cheer her up. "Nelly, you'll meet new friends. There will be tons of girls your age, and you'll fit right in." "I hope so, Mom. I'm just so nervous," said Nelly. That night, Nelly could barely sleep. She was tossing and turning. Even her pet hamster named Gus kept spinning on his hamster wheel. "See, even Gus is nervous," she thought. Nelly must have finally fallen asleep, because when she opened her eyes, it was morning time. Her dad was in the kitchen making breakfast. Bagels with cream cheese, her favorite. "Good morning, Nelly," said her dad. "Good morning, Dad," said Nelly. "Mom said you were a little nervous about school today. Is that true?" "Yes, Dad, I am very nervous. I don't know anybody, and I'm going to be all alone," said Nelly. "You know what, Nelly, you're a great little girl. You're funny, you're smart, and helpful. I just know that you'll make new friends in no time." Nelly didn't say anything, but secretly wished that he was right. She finished up her bagels, got dressed, got her book bag ready, shoes on, and headed out the door for her first day of school. Her and her mom walked with her to school, and the whole time, Nelly just knew it was going to be a good day. Nelly could barely think straight. She was so nervous walking into her classroom. There was a big sign above the chalkboard that said, "Welcome to fourth grade," and her teacher, Miss Walter, was there with a big smile on her face. Nelly quietly took her seat without even looking up at anyone in her class. She thought her stomach was going to scream. She felt so nervous, but before her stomach could explode, she heard Miss Walter. "Welcome to the class," she said. "Students, I know many of you have been coming to this school since kindergarten, but we have a new student in class. Her name is Nellie. Let's all say hello to Nellie. Hello! The class shouted at Nellie. She knew they were just doing what the teacher had asked, and it didn't help her feel any less nervous. She just knew it was going to be a horrible year, and she was not excited. The first few hours of school came and went, and before Nellie knew it, it was time for lunch. Nellie thought this was going to be the worst part of the day and was not happy at all. Just as Nellie was thinking how bad lunch was going to be, she heard a voice. Another student who looked the same age as Nellie said, "Hello." Nellie, still being nervous, said hello as quietly as she could. "My name is Everly," the girl said. Nellie responded, still very nervous, "My name is Nellie." Everly gave her a huge smile and said, "You are new here, aren't you?" Nellie said, "Yes, I am new." "Well, I love your backpack. I like how it glitters." "Thank you," said Nellie, and for the first time at her new school, Nellie smiled. "I got it for my birthday last month," said Nellie. "My birthday was last month, too." "I am 9 years old," shouted Everly. "I am 9, too," Nellie said. Everly moved over and invited her to sit down and eat lunch with her for the next 30 minutes. Nellie and Everly laughed and laughed as they told stories about themselves. Nellie was happy to know her first day wouldn't be as bad as she thought. The final school bell rang, and it was time for Nellie to grab her things and head home. Her mom was there waiting for her, and they started their walk back. As they turned the corner, Nellie heard a familiar voice. It was her new friend, Everly, talked with her mom. Hi, Everly, said Nellie. Everly smiled and gave her a huge wave and a big smile. They walked together for just two more blocks. Then Everly said, "Let's sit together tomorrow." As she walked into her driveway, Nellie, of course, agreed, and then suddenly saw that her house was only a few steps away. In that moment, Nellie realized two things. First, she realized that her and Everly were going to be great friends, and second, she finally realized that she wasn't nervous anymore, all thanks to her new friend who was willing to say hello. The end.
Well, Collins, another great story in the books. What did you think about that story?
Great.
And what made it so great?
How Everly said hello to Nellie, and then they became friends.
So you liked how Everly just took that one little chance and decided to be nice and said hello to the new kid, and that really made Nellie's day.
Yeah.
That was your favorite part?
Yeah.
I agree. That's a really good part. And that teaches us that we should sometimes step out of our comfort zone.
And like make friends.
Yeah, it's a good way to make friends. Exactly. Well, it was a really good story, Collins, and you did an awesome job reading it. Is there anything special you want to say to our listeners?
Yes. I have a shout out to Everly, Franklin, and Pierce.
Are they good listeners of yours?
Yes.
Well, Everly, Franklin, and Pierce, I hope you enjoy this episode. And to all of our listeners all over the world, I hope you enjoyed this episode as well. And we hope to see you guys soon.